You know what we mean when we talk of a king. The moment he's born, he's surrounded by riches. He lives in a palace, imposing and tall. But born in a stable, in some little village, and laid in a manger, that won't do at all.
You know what we mean when we talk of a king. He lives all his life in an aura of greatness. He knows he is big and the others are small, but live as the son of a Nazareth carpenter, simple and humble. That won't do at all.
You know what we mean when we talk of a king. He dies and is buried in great pomp and splendour, adored by his subjects and honoured by all, but hung on a cross to be killed like a criminal, tried and convicted. That won't do at all.
You know what we mean when we talk of a king. He has over each man the power to kill him, or bind him, or chain him, and make him his thrall. But giving his subjects unlimited freedom, and life everlasting, and loving them all, you're either a liar to tell us such things, or this one is different from all other kings.